Workers have repainted lane lines and posted orange construction signs on I-77 in the Lake Norman area as work begins to widen the road with toll lanes. But there's still lots of opposition, and local officials fighting the plan got no hope when they met NCDOT leaders in Cornelius this morning in what was billed as an I-77 summit. WFAE's David Borax was there.
Interstate 77 is a straight shot north out of Charlotte, but Monday's toll lane summit at Cornelius Town Hall had more of a circular theme. Opponents demanded that NCDOT cancel its contract with a private company to build the toll lanes. They went around and around with state officials defending the plan. After nearly 3 hours, the debate ended up where it started, at an impasse. County Commissioner Jim Puckett, who represents North Mecklenburg, compared the 26-mile project to a hunter's misfired shot.
You do the cock, aim, and fire. This is the classic cock, fire, and aim. Oh, now we need to go back and do some adjustment because we didn't aim to begin with.
I disagree with almost everything that he has to say.
State Transportation Secretary Nick Tennyson.
While this area may have a different view about this public facility, when you get down to it, this is a regional decision about the entire region.
Tennyson says it's up to the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, or CRTPO, to make any changes, not Governor McCrory. CRTPO approved the toll lane project in the first place. Representative Charles Jeter of Huntersville organized the meeting. He says opponents will take Tennyson's advice and go to CRTPO.
I don't think it's necessary, but that's what they want, and you know, that's what we'll try to provide.
Jeter says toll opponents will seek another CRTPO vote on the project at its January meeting. NCDOT says cancellation could force the state to pay up to $100 million to the private company that's paying for most of the construction and has a 50-year contract to run the tolls. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Cornelius.